massages your head gently. You know how nice a massage is? And here down the neck, he massages you gently, soothes you in order to make you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can penetrate you and enter you. Know your enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran over and over in two ayats, which are, you must know your enemy, for he is your open enemy. Know him, he is no mystery. Do not fear him, for he is weak. So brothers, I use the word, he is an insidious enemy. You know what the word insidious means? It means that shaitan is one who is waiting and watching to entrap and ensnare all the time. It means that he is advancing onto each and every one of us imperceptibly and secretly. You know, we say we make azan. When the muazzin makes azan, then shaitan runs out of the masjid. So brothers, he is here also. Obviously, month of Ramadan, we can talk openly about him because we know he is bound and chained. Alhamdulillah, I have chosen the month of Ramadan for this specific purpose. We know he can't do any one of you, any one of us, anything at all whatsoever. Not in this holy month. We are protected from shaitan by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can discuss him openly, brothers. Many things that I would maybe ordinarily not have said about shaitan, in this month I will open up and tell you all that is to be told about him. For I know, and you must know, he can do nothing to us in this month. We are protected by our fast. Because as long as we are fasting, even if we don't have the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our lips, Allah is, through our fast, we are in zikrullah. All, each and every second that we are fasting, we are in zikrullah. We have nothing to fear from shaitan. This month, we can open up and discuss openly shayateen. Brothers, we will call a halt there, and inshallah, next week I will continue from where I have left off. Next Sunday, what I want to do now is make dua. The dua which we're going to make now, quickly, brothers, we have a few minutes before adhan. The dua I'm going to make is a very special one. And this dua that we're making in this holy month is that in the Quran Pak, the word Rabbana appears in dua form 40 times. This is the holy month of Ramadan. Quran was revealed in this holy month. There are 40 Rabbanas in the Quran. Each one is a dua. We're going to read that. I'm going to make that dua for you. Those 40 Rabbanas, quickly, it doesn't take very long. It'll take me a few minutes. There's 40 Rabbana. And we pray, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must accept this on our behalf. Firstly, to make maaf and to forgive each and every one of us of all our sins. Secondly, we make this for all the people of ours, our families that are deceased. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must take this and the badla, what we call, in other words, the reward of all these duas that we are making, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must shower it into the graves of all the people of our families, our parents and our predecessors, all those through which we are sitting here and we call ourselves Muslims through them. To each and everyone, and also our beloved children, whoever has passed away, to all of them that each one of us sitting in this masjid knew, and also those that he didn't know but are members of, for all the deceased in this month, we're making dua for all of them, our fathers, our mothers, our grandparents, our wives, our children, all of them we're making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give them success in the akhirah and the highest place in Jannah, inshallah. Ameen. So let's proceed. الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه، إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا غفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أغزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك، وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين. ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة لقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا إنك تعلم ما تخفي وما نعلن، وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وحيلنا من عمرنا رشدا. ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى. ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء وخلقه، ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما، إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لغفور شكور. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما، فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم، إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقهم السيئات، ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا، إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا، إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اقرأوا الفاتحة بالبركة. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك مجيب الدعوات ورافع الدرجات يا قاضي الحاجات وكافي المهمات ويا دافع البليات ويا حل المشكلات أغثني 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 يا إلهي إنك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, brothers, please pray. Sisters, please pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must straighten our lives. Oh Allah, make us your obedient slaves, ya Allah. Let us all be true believers and followers of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the risalat of Sayyidina wa Nabiina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and true and staunch believers with complete yakin in the akhirah, inshallah. Oh Allah, make us all successful in our life in the grave and in the life in the hereafter, after the life of the grave. Oh Allah, let us all be successful on the day of judgment, ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy and compassion upon us. Oh Allah, all amongst us that are unemployed, give us employment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all those of humanity that are suffering amongst us all over the world, wherever they are, especially our brothers in Iraq, oh Allah, on them, our brothers and sisters in Iraq that have so been destroyed and so have suffered so much at the hands of the kuffar in Iraq. Oh Allah, we pray that so many, almost 500,000 of them have died. How many more there are that are going to suffer, ya Allah, at the hands of the kuffar. Oh Allah, remove the pangs of suffering and the pain of the Muslims, ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them. Oh Allah, with you it is easy, with all your power, oh Allah, to remove their suffering. Oh Allah, restore Iraq to its former glory, ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is a place of so many awliya. Oh Allah, nay, it is a place of so many thousands of Sahaba-i Karam, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala, alayhim ajmain. Oh Allah, it is a place of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. Oh Allah, it is a place of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayhi. Oh Allah, so many pious saints and awliyas have passed through there. So many ulamas, so many imams, so holy and sanctimonious ground it is. Oh Allah, such sacred and holy ground. Oh Allah, restore it. Oh Allah, to what it was in the past. Oh Allah, whatever has happened, let it be a lesson for the whole of the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, have mercy and compassion on your ummah. Oh Allah, forgive us all. It is our sins and our evils that are causing all this disruption upon us and bringing the suffering and oppression upon us. Oh Allah, make us realize and see the light and let us and lead us onto ihdina sirat al-mustaqim sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Oh Allah, those amongst us that are suffering and those amongst us that are in need, remove our suffering, O Allah, and remove our need. Those amongst us that are sick, O Allah, restore good health to those that are sick amongst us, O Allah. Those who are old amongst us, O Allah, make their lives gentle and full of zikr, ya Allah. O Allah, in this holy month of Ramadan Mubarak, all of us are fasting, ya Allah. We beseech you again, O Allah, that you have mercy upon us and that you forgive us all, O Allah. Forgiveness is the greatest virtue for us, ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, all of us, or each one, every one of us beseeches you, pleads with you as your slaves, O Allah, that you forgive us. O Allah, grant us tawbah, ya Allah. Grant us maaf, ya Allah, for all that we have done. O Allah, we will not go back into sin and wrong and whatever other things that are wrong, O Allah, we will not commit them anymore. O Allah, give us pious, good, obedient children, ya Allah. Make all our children pious children, good children, obedient children. O Allah, obedient to us as their parents, obedient to Allah and His Rasul, ya Allah, and open their eyes. A difficult future lies for them ahead, ya Allah. Give them the knowledge of Deen, the knowledge of Tawheed, the knowledge of Risalat, and the knowledge of Akhirat, and the Yaqeen of Tawheed, and the Yaqeen of Risalat, and the Yaqeen of Akhirat. Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alayhi Sayyidina Muhammad wa sahbihi wa barik. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Alhamdulillah, our lesson, Shaitan's Plan for Man. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send salutations, darood and salam upon the beloved messenger of Allah ta'ala, Sayyidina wa Nabina, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this holy month of Ramadan al-Mubarak of the year 1411 of the Hijrah of the year 1991, we in this month of March have dealt with the following chapters of our subject, Shaitan's Plan for Man. We have dealt with chapter 1, the creation of man, in which we did the purpose of man in creation. Dealing with two ayat of the Quran, we did the second part of the first chapter, which deals with man's life is a test. In this we dealt with two ayat, and we dealt with the third part of the first chapter of our lesson, titled Man's Weaknesses, and I quoted to you the 9 ayat of the Quran. Having concluded the first chapter with its 3 parts, we proceeded with the story of jinn. And in the part of the jinn, we dealt with the creation of jinn, and then we did a comparative study between man and jinn, in which I quoted to you 4 ayat of the Quran, that also we concluded last week. And we proceeded thence with the third chapter of this particular series of lessons, which is titled How Shaitan Deceives Man. How Shaitan Deceives Man. And in this, I went on quoting to you 11 ayat of the Quran. We will proceed therefrom. I said there are 15 ayat of the Quran in this section. We've concluded 11. We have a few more to go, and there is an increase by another 1 ayat. There are 16 ayat I will quote to you. 11 have been dealt with, which means we have to go through 5 ayat of the Quran still. This I will conclude today, and thence we will proceed with the rest of the chapters that are to follow. So we commence from where we left off last week. And we left off last week in discussing the people that make mischief with the deen, who ridicule the deen and belittle the deen and criticize the deen, who in fact have very little knowledge of the deen. And they sit in groups and they mock and they laugh and they jeer and they joke. Shaitan succeeds in planting the seeds of doubt and uncertainty in people's minds, and then he coerces them to do things which they will later regret. He is a skilled master in this kind of subtle manipulation of people's minds, though urgent, through urgent whisperings and insidious messages that he sends into the heart and the mind of man, which is increased in tempo until the person's resistance is broken down and he submits to Shaitan. Thus the Quran says, فَأَزَّلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. From Surah Baqarah, second Surah of the Quran, ayat number 36 says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Shaitan caused them both to slip. To slip up, to make a mistake, to err. فَأَزَّلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. This is what Shaitan does with great expertise and with long experience. He causes people to slip and to slide by casting doubts into their minds. To defraud people and to really cheat them, he whispers to them that he is a wise and a good counselor who has only their interest at heart. He truly seeks their welfare, so he tells them at least. And about this we are informed as follows in the Quran. says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. Surah A'raf, 7th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 21, Shaitan whispers into man and he tells him, and he, Shaitan, swore to them saying, verily, I am a sincere advisor unto you. I am a sincere advisor, I am a sincere counselor unto you. Oh yes, Shaitan is a very shrewd and very clever evil spirit. He knows our weaknesses. And he knows we have pride and that we are vain, that we have vanity. So he knows how to beguile us, how to deceive us, and then to dump us and to spurn us when we have done his dirty work. When we have followed his evil suggestions and his whisperings, then he knows exactly what to do with us and he leaves us stranded. One of Shaitan's most infamous ways of beguiling people is by making them indulge in haram activities. Here again we will find that he, Shaitan, is an old campaigner used to every trick in the book. Not only does he succeed in making wine, women for men and men for women, and drink and drugs and gambling look desirable and attractive to us, but he even gets it right to make these sins and evils and vices look even promising and permissible and even honorable to many of us, especially in this day and in this age, in the present time. Perjury and interest, all of us know, is haram. Every Muslim knows this. Yet Shaitan has succeeded on this day in giving this cursed system so much spread, so much latitude, that we begin to indulge in it quite easily and then go on to justify it even. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the 12th ayat of the Quran coming up. I've given 3 ayat in the 11th example of how Shaitan deceives man. Now we're coming up to the 12th one, which deals with how Shaitan deceives man through the system of riba. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّتُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِّ ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأهل الله البيع وحرم الربا. Surah Baqarah, 2nd Surah of the Quran, ayat number 275. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who devour interest will not be able to stand up, except to stand up as one whom Shaitan has smitten, has touched with his touch. That will be because they say, trade, that is to say business, trade is like interest. Whereas in fact, Allah has made trade, business, lawful, and interest is forbidden by Allah. We will, in other words, sanctify and justify which Allah has made haram, that is to say interest, and we will say it is all partners, part of commerce and partners, part of business. And thus justifying it, we will indulge in it. And says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّتُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. That those who indulge in interest, those who take interest and devour interest and eat up interest, they will not be able to stand up, but they will stand up after being touched by Shaitan, after being affected by Shaitan, after being instigated by Shaitan, after being in obedience to Shaitan. The suggestions to indulge in interest in common with other haram things and activities, this comes from Shaitan. Shaitan proposes it to man and tempts man on, telling him that Allah Ta'ala will understand. In this way, man is taught to temporize and to circumvent. Two words I've used here, let's explain that. In this way, by making what is haram appear halal to man, shaitan has achieved in temporizing, which means to act according to expediency. He makes us act according to that which is to our advantage, not to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in accordance with the rule of law of Sharia, but according to expedience. That is what I say, shaitan makes us temporize. And of course, circumvent means to go around a matter. So we circle around it and we think we have justified haram. A haram act, a wrong act. Until it is considered the norm and the normal thing and the customary thing to do. Shaitan tells the person, this is what shaitan whispers with regard to haram things. He says, look around you, my friend, my colleague, my companion. Everybody is doing it. So what harm is there in it? Look how the kuffar are progressing through it. Look at the major companies and industries around you, how they're progressing through the system of riba. Shaitan bewitches the man, enchants him with a form of insanity. According to the above ayah, from which it is difficult to find release for the person. The person who thus, through instigation by shaitan, indulges in haram, becomes a prisoner of shaitan, and he remains blindfolded in the grip of the shayateen. Shaitan being a master hand at the game of trickery, of weaving webs around people's minds. Shaitan secures sinful people in his grasp, and he keeps them frightened with the thought of loss, and thus he keeps them under his control. And the Quran Majid says as follows, and the next method of deception by shaitan of human beings is coming up. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innama zalikumu shaitanu yukhawifu awliya'ahu. Surah Ali Imran, third surah of the Quran, ayat number 175, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily it is shaitan who frightens his friends, his followers, his obedient slaves. There you are. This is what he does. He makes you indulge in haram, he justifies it, and then he says, well, if you get out of this evil, this vice and the sin in which you are indulging, if you leave it alone and you get out of it and you get away from it, then you're going to sustain heavy losses. But don't worry, Allah understands. I understand who am your advisor and counselor. So don't worry. Go on. Seek forgiveness for what you are doing, but remember Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Rahman Rahim. He will forgive you. And in this way He has you in His clutches, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way that shaitan deceives man, here it is, innama zalikumu shaitanu yukhawifu awliya'ahu. Verily it is shaitan who frightens his friends. And by frightening them, as you and I must have experienced many times in our lives, we become so fearful of loss, so fearful of being disobedient to our nafs, that we shirk and fear breaking away. As a result of disobeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the Sunnah teachings as included in the Sharia of Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, man thus becomes an obedient servant and a slave of shaitan. Because you refuse to break away, he says he is your friend, he is your counselor. And of course, if you leave the system and you leave the riba and whatever else haram things you are eating or indulging in or participating in, whether it be gambling or whether it be forging or whether it be stealing or whether it be robbing or whatever haram thing you are doing or oppressing or whatever, whatever haram, what Sharia has declared haram, that you are indulging in, that if you leave that alone, then you will sustain tremendous losses. You will lose everything. Then, so man remains on that system. By thus remaining within the clutches and the grasp of shaitan, man loses the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes an obedient slave and servant of shaitan. This by the imposture and the deception of shaitan. But man does not know this, for he has dared to turn away from Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. thus sinking into evil and sin and becoming blinded by it. In this way, he becomes unaware of his guilt. That is why he considers himself innocent. What wrong am I doing? No wrong. So he considers himself innocent of all sin. To remove doubt from people's minds in case they have any qualms of conscience or reservations about their illicit and immoral dealings and indulgences, which are clearly prohibited by the Sharia rules and laws of Islam, Shaitan makes their sins look good, look beneficial, and look progressive and profitable to them. And he assures them that he is their assistant, he is their kind advisor, and he is their good broker, their neighbor, and their protector, and that they should have no fear, no doubts, and no regrets about what they are doing. This we can use a term here. Shaitan uses a process, a procedure which we call thought transplant. He transplants his ideas and his thoughts, his evil suggestions and whisperings into the mind of man. When the mind of man is empty of fear of Allah Ta'ala and empty of the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then there are cavities in the mind. These cavities in the mind of man, or rather throughout the body of man, there are so many cavities. And Shaitan, in his first visitation into the body of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, espied, saw these cavities or caverns in the figure and the mold of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, about which we will be speaking in next week's subject and topic. When he went in, Shaitan went in and saw, or Azazil went in and saw these cavities, he realized that these are good hideouts for him. So he goes in there and he hides in there and makes these suggestions, and he makes thought and idea transplants into man. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid about the bickerings and the subterfuges of Shaitan. And the 14th way whereby Shaitan deceives man is coming up, and that is as follows: وَإِذَ زَيَّنَا لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. This is from Surah Anfal, 8th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 48. And says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when Shaitan makes their deeds look fair to them, and said, no one in mankind can conquer you this day, for I am your protector, and I am your neighbor, and I am your counselor, I am your advisor. Subhanallah, I am the one to give you nasiha. I am the one who gives you nasiha. So you are safe. And what does Shaitan do? Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan penetrates into man. And when Shaitan makes their deeds look good to them, and he says to them, no one in mankind can overcome you. Nobody. You indulging in haram, don't you worry. This is not haram, this is halal for you. No one in mankind can overcome you, can conquer you, can overpower you this day. And remember my friend, my colleague, remember my servant, my slave, my good friend, remember, I am you. Wa inni jarul lakum. Jar we use for the neighbor, a good neighbor, protective neighbor. Preying on the ego, the vanity, and the vulnerability of man, Shaitan makes their sinful and wrongful deeds appear just and good and rewarding. Shaitan then boosts the ego of man through flattery, by making him feel confident and positive and strong and powerful about his deeds and actions, and by pretending to be an unseen power. I'll come to a delicate point. Watch this. And Shaitan pretends that he is an unseen force surrounding you and around you, a protective force, an invisible protector. Man thinks that some spiritual, godly, or saintly power is by his side, helping him to achieve his ends. Shaitan comes to him either in the form of dreams to reassure him that, brother, whatever you are doing, that is not haram, it is halal for you. Either in the form of a dream or a vision, Shaitan comes to him in a very pious mold and a pious form. And he comes and tells him, you go on doing what you are doing. What you are doing is right. I represent God. I come from God. I'm a power of good. And so he advises. Wa inni jarrul lakum. I'm your neighbor. And Shaitan either comes to the person in the form, and I'm going to use a word because time will not permit description. He comes in the form of a mercenary saint or a mercenary priest, one who has been instigated by Shaitan, either in a dream or in a real life form. Subhanallah, brothers, it is a pity. I may be giving you examples in the last week. Plenty of examples there are. I'm using short terms here, and I hope you can understand. Yes, Shaitan comes with these evil suggestions, either in the form of a dream in which he presents himself as a very pious, saintly and virtuous person to justify haram of that particular person. Or he comes in a living form as a mercenary saint or a mercenary priest who has been instigated by Shaitan to come and meet this person and tell him that what he is doing is an act of virtue, an act of righteousness, an act of good. Meanwhile, these are the wizardry, this is the wizardry, the exploits and the magic spell cast by Shaitan. Subhanallah, brothers, if I could only start listing to you the examples of this type of wizardry and magic spells which Shaitan casts. Shaitan uses a similar ruse of beautifying forbidden matters, haram matters, to trap and to deceive people. One of the tragedies and the greatest curses of the present era is the free intermingling of the two sexes, almost as if no prohibition existed regarding it in the Sharia of Islam. So much damage is caused through such illegal and haram mixing of the two sexes. And so many homes are broken, and so many families are split, and so many children afterwards become hardened criminals, murderers, drug addicts and rapists, that it is amazing that the rebuttal and the rebuffal of one law of Islam can lead to such a chronic situation on such a massive scale. This is perhaps one of the greatest of present day victories of man's arch enemy, Shaitan. For it is he that provokes it through titillation, seduction, temptation, excitation, and wanton greed of the nafs of man. Today, you tell me how much time and how much money is spent in men trapping women and women ensnaring men. Oh, how easily we submit to our enemy Shaitan in this day and in this age. Adultery, fornication, prostitution, homosexualism, lesbianism, and other forms of excitation and perversions are the order of the day. Yes, even in this holiest of holy communities, the Ummah of Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The crime rate arises and violence soars. Homes are strewn and streets are littered with illegitimate children. All because men and women mix freely and cannot control their passions, thus breaking a vital commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How monumental is the size of the destruction caused. Shaitan is its promoter, its inducer, and its instigator, and we, his slaves. He is the tempter, and we become the tempted. The most noble creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls foul of Shaitan. all those who indulge in it are breaking the law of Allah Ta'ala and becoming the followers of Shaitan. They are rebelling against the hukum, the commandments, the rules laid down by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here the Quran says, who is responsible for this? Muslimin, listen to this ayah of the Quran. Says Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan wa man yattabi' khutuwati shaitani fa innahu ya'muru bil fahsha'i wal munkar. Surah Nur, 24th surah of the Quran, ayat number 21. O you who believe, O true believers, follow not the footsteps of shaitan, for whosoever follows the footsteps of shaitan, that is to say by yielding and giving in to his temptations and seductions, should know that he, shaitan, only urges towards indecency, towards shamelessness, and towards abominations. Muslims are supposed to be morally the purest and the most chaste amongst mankind. Islam's social message is based on modesty, chastity, purity, and morality. Anything contrary is haram. But we have become brave and we have become fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have become careless in observing the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me, approaching death and judgment, does this cast no fear upon us? The illegitimate and the unholy tempt us easily, and we break our vows, our covenant to Allah Ta'ala, and we neglect our duties without fear and without care. Remember, the crimes and sins of passion result in the severest forms of punishment and torment in the hereafter. Sayyidina Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on Miraj, and if you examine the ahadith, his words when he came back and related the stories of what he saw of punishment being meted out in Jahannam, then tally it and you will find that most of those ahadith deal with the punishment to the ummah with regard to indecency and abomination, breaking the law, sexual aberrations. Most of them deal with that. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described in detail, he says, this is what I saw. I don't want to go into examples, you have heard it. Many a time you must have heard it in the stories of Mi'raj and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visit. What does it deal with? Muslimin, we ought to know better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all and guide us forever and protect us. Ameen. Shaitan leaves nobody, brothers. Shaitan leaves nobody. He preys on all human beings, as he has sworn to do. Even the holy messengers of Allah Ta'ala are not safe from the plans and the ploys of shaitan. He tries to waylay the prophets of Allah Ta'ala and to undermine and conceal their message to mankind. This should give us some idea as to how powerful and resourceful shaitan really is, how persistent he is. Shaitan cannot deceive the messengers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, however, because they and the holy revelation that they receive, both are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan knows this. But his attempts are aimed at misleading and misdirecting the followers of these messengers of Allah ta'ala. And he achieves this by perverting their message. This is what the Quran Majid says about shaitan's contrivances with the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about which we're going to deal in a separate chapter. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the last ayat I am quoting, the 16th one, of how shaitan deceives mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّا أَلْقَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ. Surah Hajj, 22nd surah of the Quran, ayat number 52. We have never sent a messenger or a prophet before thee, O Muhammad. But when he recited the message, shaitan put forward false suggestions to his recitation. Subhanallah. Here is the clear proof that shaitan does not even leave the chosen, selected, pious, holy, sacred ambiyas and rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me, what is your category and my category in comparison to the ambiyas awliyas, ulamas. We stand no chance and nowhere.
If he can try his tricks, if you may put it that way, and try his plans of deception with the anbiyas and the rasools of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
and the awliyas, people who are engaged in nothing else but zikrullah, then tell me, how easily can we be misled? We have never sent a messenger, subhanallah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Before you, we have never sent any messenger, any prophet with a message to mankind. مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. Neither a messenger with a revelation, nor a messenger who came without a revelation, but guided by a previous revelation, says Allah Ta'ala. إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّ أَلْقَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ, says Allah Ta'ala. But when he, this particular prophet, recited the message of Allah, gave over the message of Allah Ta'ala to his followers, Shaitan put forward false suggestions. In other words, he perverted the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In this way, all the religions of the past were perverted and corrupted due to Shaitan. And consequently, people went astray. Mark these words. إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّ أَلْقَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ. Later on, this ayat will benefit you, because there I will not be reciting the ayat of the Quran. But if you bear these in mind, it will be easier for you to understand the stories that I am about to follow. So in this way, all the religions of the past were perverted and corrupted, and consequently people went astray. This has been one of Shaitan's major achievements with human beings. That is to say, the falsification and the perversion of a religion through perversion of its scriptures. This is the reason why Al-Quran is divinely protected and guarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason why Islam and the messenger of Islam and Islam itself is the final religion, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger. Shaitan succeeds due to the vanity and the selfishness and the greed of men, which inclines them towards the evil and the sinful. Men lust for leadership and power. Shaitan uses this. This is our weakness. We have done, and I gave you 9 ayat of the Quran last week, which proves how greedy we are, how hasty we are, how covetous we are. This is in our nature. But if we know this, then we can overcome it. Without the restraint and discipline and patience that Islam provides, men easily lose their way, and this is disastrous, because men will not have another chance of life. This, please remember, life on earth is a one-time existence for man. Life on this earth is a one-time existence on earth. There is no reincarnation. We will not be reincarnated. We will not return to earth, never ever again. Life on earth is a one-time existence, and we must make good. To make sure that we succeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, and our judge, has provided us with the last, the complete, and the perfect religion, Islam, and the most accomplished of prophets, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the final ummah of the final messenger of the final time. We have the final word and the final way for our guidance. We have no excuse for failure. Shaitan should not be allowed to defeat us. We have enough information to guide us and to protect us from this protagonist of mischief and tricks. The series of lessons of Ramadan of the year 1411 after the Hijrah, equivalent to March 1991, seeks to do exactly this, inshallah. And that concludes our third chapter of these lessons. We proceed now to the fourth chapter, in which there are 4 ayat of the Quran which will be quoted, and the heading of this subject is Shaitan is man's open enemy. Heading. And now let's proceed. We have been told very clearly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid to guard ourselves from Shaitan. As elsewhere has been disclosed the schemes and the tricks that he employs to deceive people. This is what the Quran Majid says about us watching out for Shaitan and keeping him away from getting close to us. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, this particular part follow carefully. There are Quranic injunctions and disciplines of how we must take care and avoid the wiles, the plans, the schemes, and the deceptions of shaitan. All purely from the Quran. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ Surah Baqarah, second surah of the Quran, ayat number 168. And follow not the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he is to you an open enemy. He is an enemy manifest. Subhanallah, what more? How more clearly do you wish to be told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ And follow not the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he, shaitan, is your open enemy. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayat number 2. Verily, he, shaitan, is your open enemy. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayat number 2 coming up. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا Surah Nisa, 4th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 38. And whoever has shaitan for his companion, an evil companion is shaitan. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا And whoever has shaitan for company, know ye that shaitan is an evil companion. Look, what does this mean? Simply it means that there are those who will have shaitans as their companions and such people will be evil people. Take this to its logical conclusion. That means there are many amongst mankind that have shaitan for their friends and remember, Allah Ta'ala's warning is there. You will not get another opportunity. You will not be able to stand on the day of judgment and say, Ya Allah, now I realize the truth. Let me please return to earth. I will not allow shaitan now to be my friend. For I am now much wiser. No. Al-Quran is the book of wisdom. Accept that. That is haq. Do you wish to be asked on the day of judgment? Oh, you are here and you are saying you wish to return to earth. That means you didn't believe my Quran when you were informed. Subhanallah, how dare you doubt the Quran? And how dare we say on the day of judgment that allow us to return to earth for we will not make those mistakes again. No, brothers. We are informed in Al-Quran that unperverted, pure words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we must accept without a doubt. La rayba fi. Quran commences with these words. So says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever has shaitan for his companion, an evil companion is he. Shaitan is not some kind of potent force. Now for the academics, perhaps some of them, many pious amongst them, brothers, I always say this because I always have quick returns when I speak about them. Sometimes we call them modernists, sometimes we call them academics and so forth and so on. These are not good terms to use. We are all Muslims. And I've used them in the past with much regret, for many of them have come back at me and told me, Molana, but we are not like that. Don't describe us academics in that manner. We are not all modernists. Yes, I've withdrawn. I don't do that anymore. I ask maaf of all of them. There are many wonderful, good, pious, true-believing mu'mineen salihin amongst them. But experience has taught me that. But any case, for people involved on a very secular level of education, for them, I have a few words. Shaitan is not some kind of potent force, like an electrical current, or some form of dynamic energy, or kinetic, chemical, or atomic energy, or power, or anything of the kind, as some people are inclined to believe. What I have mentioned to you now, yes, these are forms of energy, but they do not, these forms of energy that I have now spoken to you about and mentioned to you, these are forms of energy, yes, I admit, I accept, but they do not whisper evil suggestions to men. They do not tempt men. They do not lure men towards evil and vice and sin. Shaitan is an evil spirit and a force which does this. This is the difference between energies that I have described, material energies that I have described, and this shaitan that you and I are talking about. Shaitan is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just a form of energy or a current. Shaitan is a creation, a forceful creation, an evil creation. Shaitan is. But he is a creation of Allah ta'ala that belongs to the species of jinn. And due to his rebellion and disobedience, he is an evil spirit, and we also call them demons. And as such, they possess some very powerful attributes, as I've already indicated last week in my first lesson. The rebellious, unbelieving jinnat turn these powerful qualities and attributes which they have, these abilities which they have, and they have been blessed with these qualities and abilities by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They use it, or rather they misuse it, they abuse it, to insubordination and contumacy, to revolt and rebellion against the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they engage themselves in trying to deceive and to mislead mankind with all the immense powers and energies that are at their disposal. So the story of them being merely an evil force or an energy not affecting or bothering man is totally inaccurate, and it is false, and it does not stand up to the test of Quran and Ahadith, nor to the sayings and teachings of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is all I have to say. Without further elaboration, I hope it is clearly understood what I am saying. Listen to the following ayat of the Quran as to the enmity of shaitan to man and the danger to man of following shaitan by following into his clutches. And this is the third ayat coming up about shaitan being an open enemy of man. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'adallahi haqqun fala taghurrannakum alhayatud dunya wala yaghurrannakum billahi algharur inna shaytana lakum aduun fattakhizuhu aduwa innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'ir. Surah Fatir, 35th Surah of the Quran, ayat number 5 and 6 says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O men, O mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, verily the promise of Allah is true. Which promise? Regarding Qiyamah. O men, the promise of Allah is true. Let not therefore the life of this world deceive you. Neither let the deceiver shaitan deceive you concerning Allah. For verily, shaitan is an open enemy unto you. Therefore, hold him as an enemy. Verily, he invites his followers to become the inhabitants of hellfire. I mean, how much more clearer do we want than this? He's not just some external energy like an electrical current that does his thing and then simply disappears. No, he's a potent force. He mesmerizes, enchants, deceives, seduces, misleads. All these things shaitan does. Other energies, humanly engendered and devised energies, don't have this kind of power. So, let's go with this translation and we proceed further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, verily the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to Qiyamah is true. Qiyamah will take place, mankind. You will not escape judgment. Now says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qiyamah is true. Place that in front of you. None is going to escape death. None is going to escape Hisab, Kitab and judgment. Taking that as part of our belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, let not therefore the life of this world deceive you. Subhanallah. And how many of us are deceived? How many of us are so fraught and caught up and trapped by this dunya and the pleasures and the things and the acquisition of this dunya that we have no time for anything else? And when maut comes along, and sakaratul maut, that's the only time we say, go and look for an alim, go and look for somebody, go and look for a sheikh, go and look for a pious person that I may take his hand and maybe be blessed and forgiven. No, brothers, life is now. Each day, each minute, each second counts. So says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let not therefore, since Qiyamah is inevitable, let not therefore the life of this world deceive you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you live in this world, and if you worship this world to that extent, then do remember, let not the deceiver shaitan deceive you concerning Allah. And the words are, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And who's that gharoor? That is shaitan. He works on the pride and the ego and the nafs of man. Don't be deceived by him. Allah's warning to entire humanity, Ya ayyuhan nas, to all of mankind, Allah's warning. And says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does the inna shaitana lakum aduun fattakhizuhu aduwa. He is your enemy, O mankind, so take him as your enemy. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordaining, instructing, commanding us. Each and every word of Allah is a command unto mankind. Allah's command, Inna shaitana lakum aduun, O mankind, he is your enemy. Fattakhizuhu aduwa. So take him as your enemy, not as your friend. In brackets, not as your friend. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Allah, not shaitan. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا هِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Says Allah Ta'ala. You know what he does? Verily. Again, I repeat like last week, the emphasis on these words. إِنَّمَا. إِنَّ. Verily he invites his followers, his party, his group, his henchmen, his adherents to become the inhabitants of the fire of Jahannam. This is one of the main reasons why so many people go astray by falling for the guiles and the ploys and the tricks, deceptions of shaitan. Their love for the life of this world, their love for the worldly, their love for the material, their love for the secular, for this present life, for its comforts, for its profits and its pleasures, they sacrifice their deen, their iman. Since their entire goal in life is a temporal and a material one, and their desires are vain and flesh bound, they easily fall prey to the traps of temptation and greed, placed in vital places by that devious and inveterate enemy of man, shaitan. Here I've used the word temptation and greed, placed in vital places. The vital places that I speak of here refers to those portions of the human body which wherein nestles shaitan when he comes into the body of man. When shaitan finds a blank space in man, a vacuum. How does a vacuum or a blank space come about in man? That blank space and that vacuum is formed. The caverns exist. These caverns and cavities in the body of man, in this human mold and this human figure, they exist. They are inside of us. Blank spaces and cavities within us. If they are not filled with the noor of zikrullah, with the barakah of zikrullah, those cavities, I may mention them to you at some other time. It will take some time to describe all those cavities in the human body, but if you know a doctor, you can speak to him and he'll tell you where these various cavities, there are about 28 in all, are placed in this human mold and this human body. Or if you examine the skeleton of a human being or the body of a human figure, then you will be able to make out the place of the blank spaces. What I'm talking about here is that these blank spaces are caused by when there is no noor of iman in that person. When he has neglected his duty, you and I think sometimes we miss salah, we don't make tilawah, we don't make zikrullah and so on, nothing happens to us. Brothers, there's a lot of things that happens to us. Those cavities are emptied from inside, there's nothing going on inside. And once it's empty and there's a vacuum, shaitan springs in and he jumps in and he enters, which I will still describe to you in the next lesson. He enters, he comes in and he perforates and he spreads himself into this body of man and he fills himself in those vacuums and he nestles, he builds his nests in this body of man, like a bird building his nest, like that he builds his nests. And brothers, to get that out is very, very tough, very hard, because he makes that nest stronger and stronger. So this is what I mean when I talk about temptation and greed placed in vital places by that devious and inveterate enemy of man, shaitan. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns man, actually the whole of humanity, Allah ta'ala warns. The ayah starts with Ya ayyuhan nas, meaning Allah Ta'ala is addressing entire humanity, the whole of mankind, or all the people of the world. Remember that none of you, believers as well as unbelievers, will escape the day of judgment. All of you are accountable for your actions in the presence of your Creator and your Sustainer, Allah. Therefore, all of mankind, live your lives and spend your time in this temporary world as a traveler, living in obedience and submission to the will of Allah Ta'ala. If you go after this world, however, and you chase after it, then the arch deceiver, your sworn enemy Shaitan, lies in wait for you in every corner of your body, in every corner of your life, to overpower you, to beguile you, to deceive you. He's a very shrewd operator, a very calculating imposter. He will convince you that in disobedience is compliance, and in insubordination is submission. And you, with your eye on this world, and with your attention on lust and greed and gain, will swear loyalty and fealty to and gain the allegiance of your arch enemy Shaitan. In fact, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Verily Shaitan is an open enemy unto you, therefore hold him as an enemy. This instruction, divine instruction, must be obeyed if you want to save yourself. This is an order, an injunction from Allah Ta'ala. It is a divine injunction. It must be obeyed by us. If we do not obey this ordination of Allah Ta'ala, then we have been clearly informed by Allah Ta'ala. And what have we been informed? He, Shaitan, invites his followers to become the inhabitants of hellfire, which says, Min Ashabi Sa'ir. Therefore, do not jokingly push aside or lightly dismiss the thought of Shaitan. He is a dangerous enemy and must be understood and taken as such, and he must be guarded against very carefully by us. To guard against Shaitan, we have to know Shaitan and his wily and tricky ways. And these lessons and lectures are designed to do justice. And I hope that all of you will benefit from it, inshaAllah. To make it very clear and manifest to man how dangerous an enemy Shaitan is, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Holy Quran of the large multitude of peoples who were trapped into guilt, sin and unbelief by Shaitan, and the consequences thereof on the day of judgment. Here is a very important ayah of the Quran coming up. And I'm being expansive and telling you in so many ayat of the Quran that I've dealt with how clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about Shaitan. We must know our enemy. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so expansive and expanded on this so clearly in the Quran Pa. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of something that is still going to occur in the future as far as you and I are concerned. To Allah there is no future. To Allah past, present and future, everything is one and the same. All is in one nutshell. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is no such thing as present, past and future. So Allah can bring past into future and future into past. Allah ta'ala can do whatever he wants to. In this case, the future has been brought and here it is being presented to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his words in the Quran are true. They are haqq. So believe it, here it is, something that is still going to transpire. Allah Ta'ala says, you know, what a vast multitude of humanity are going to be the followers of Shaitan. Listen to the ayat of the Quran. We recite this almost every day. Here you will understand its meaning. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أحد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. Surah Yasin, 36 Surah of the Quran, ayat number 58 to 63. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, peace will be the word spoken unto the righteous people on the day of judgment. The righteous people, virtuous people, true believing people, obedient people, submissive people, they will be told, Salamun alaykum, peace upon you. Peace will be the word spoken by the angels to the true believers on the day of judgment. by a merciful sustainer, Allah. But he, Allah, will say to the wicked peoples, be you separated this day, O you wicked people, from the righteous. Did I, Allah, not command you, O sons of Adam, that you should not worship Shaitan, because he was an open enemy to you? And did I, Allah, not say, worship me? This is the right way and the straight path for you. But now look how he, Shaitan, has led astray a great multitude of you. Why did you not then understand?